It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Great. The question I want to work on today is, do you need to be fixed?
Probably.
Okay, I think we're done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot of self-help books focus on this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Get rid of this, do a bit more of that, so that build on that deeply held notion that a lot of us have, that there's something fundamentally wrong with us and we got to fix it, hide it, bury it.
Yeah.
And I've studied with Roxanne Hal Murphy this year. She wrote a book called Deep Living. And she says, in her assumptions, and she works with the Enneagram, and she says, basically, we're born whole, and quote, we unconsciously move away from our deepest nature, away from that which is rich and precious beyond measure. And she, through her years of practice, basically her own transition story, where she kept trying to, she had felt this dissonance between how she was living and who she was. It was like her skin didn't fit right.
Mm.
And I've gone through that. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But what she learned, in fact, she was saying, she went to a self-help seminar. And she asked the woman, she goes, I'm having trouble getting clear about my next direction. And that self-help guru said, what you should do is stay awake until you get clear. And what Roxanne Hal Murphy said, I'd be dead. If I followed her, I'd be dead. So that notion that, you know, you got to force it, work it. And, you know, our culture is so
geared to that,
right? Go, you know, climb the mountain, you know, get this thing fixed in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an action proclivity. We have, we often think of everything like a machine. You know, our organizations is like a well-run machine. Yeah. We think of ourselves sometimes like that too. Well, if I just take out this part and put in this part.
A little tune-up,
right. I need to tune myself up, right? Take out my grumpiness and put in compassion. And, you know, tweak this, or I've used push the reset button, right?
Yeah.
As you have well pointed out, where is that button? We are not machines. And so, but we have as a culture kind of the assumption that if we just tune up and change the oil somehow, we'll be better.
Yeah.
And the last part of our culture that goes against us just being okay with ourselves is that we tend to focus on material things.
Mm.
We tend to work on what we have, numb through activity, TV, drugs, and focus on that versus the patience and stillness it requires to explore our inner landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that, and I've heard folks say, well, this is just who I am and just have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that our personality and egos have evolved to keep us safe, but they aren't necessarily who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does it take? So the basic premise that Roxanne Hal Murphy has in her book, Deep Living, is there's nothing fundamentally wrong with you. You have created patterns to keep you safe. But beneath that ego or personality is this precious whole being that's just waiting to be rediscovered. And that makes a ton of sense to me.
And it's so hopeful.
It is. And you know what? I can see it in others.
Yeah.
Much more quickly than I can see it myself.
Of course.
When I'm working with these beautiful people and I'm saying, you're good. You don't need to be beating yourself up so much. But they don't see that.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, and then what do I do for myself when I operate out of my mini-me, my personality?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what she says, is that basically, okay, this sounds, she says it's really simple and hard to do, is build a capacity for presence. To be in contact with moment-to-moment reality versus seeing the world through your personality and ego. Because a lot of things we give meaning to, our personality is like, oh, they won't like me. Oh, I'm not going to be safe. And I've traditionally called that my mini-me, as opposed to the deeper part of me that operates at a different rhythm and a different way of knowing. So what she says is start with what you pay attention to. Just start there. And the first thing that helps is get grounded, get into your body. And I've several people we studied with, neuroscience is saying this now too, that your body has wisdom that you don't necessarily consciously know. You're nodding. Have you felt that?
Oh, totally. Okay, so a little silly little example today.
Yeah.
Right? So in the morning. I am not. I'm not a morning person. Let me just put that.
And you
out
do a
there.
Morning show.
Well, I do. Yeah.
Well, how cool of you.
So I'm getting up, you know, and I'm doing things. And sometimes you do things on autopilot, and then you stop and think a few minutes later, did I actually do that?
Yes.
Because you're not quite awake, or you're not quite, you know. Okay. So I went downstairs, and I thought, oh, I've got to go get this thing. And I start halfway up the stairs, and I'm thinking, what was I coming up here for? And then I realized my right hand was on my left wrist. And my body was telling me, you went up to get your bracelet, silly. Let's go.
Isn't that great? So your body
funny?
Knew it, but your brain forgot.
I know.
It's true.
My brain was like four different places.
Yeah.
It was like on the show, it was on the drive-in and stuff. And so it was like lost for me, except my body remembered.
Isn't that fabulous?
Isn't that
That's
cool?
a great example.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one where I was just really panicked because some work got canceled, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to like try to be present with it. You know, get grounded first is what she said. Get grounded with it. So soften your heart a little bit. Just breathe into your heart. Just practice sort of becoming more kind and receptive to yourself, or what she also calls radical self-compassion.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, is that radical? Because you're not going to look at the inner landscape if you can't be, oh, yeah, you're doing that for a good reason. It might not look pretty, but and so I was panicked about this work, and I was just doing a deep breath, having studied with Roxanne, doing a deep breath, feeling what I felt. And I noticed that my gut was perfectly calm. It was my head and my heart that was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And my gut was like, no, it's fine. It's all going to work out. And I just breathed into that and relaxed. And it was true. I mean, and anyone who's known me being self-employed for 20 years, I go through, you know, it's the cycle of work. And sometimes it goes away.
Totally
every time it goes away, I go, oh, but it was lovely that in my body, I knew it was all fine.
Yeah.
And so she's saying to start with your focus of attention, get grounded, just do something to kind of breathe and put your feet on the ground. Do a little something that opens your heart, which is breathing into your heart or a loving kindness meditation, something. And then just get curious about this present moment. And what does this say about life? What does this say about what I assume to be true? And maybe, is it really true? And for that, I have just that softening into the moment, softening the hold of these patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just you think of some of the thoughts, the personality thoughts that I have, like a train coming into the station. If I notice it coming into the station, like, this is a thought coming in, like, I think that was stupid. They may not like me. If I notice that train coming into the station and just notice it and notice where it's coming from and how it feels, I don't have to get on that train.
Mm-hmm.
It can just go off. Off from there, that noticing is really quite freeing because it just softens the hold of reactive, reflexive patterns that have kept us safe and maybe get us to a little bit better part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So let me close with a quote by Sharon Salzberg, who wrote Loving Kindness, The Revolutionary Art of Happiness. And she says, the difference between misery and happiness depends on what we do with our attention.
Yeah.
So what if I just attend to this present moment and know I don't have to be fixed? It's all fine.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.